It's a very warm 88 FM welcome to Dion Villeneuve. Dion, welcome to the station. How are you? Oh, where are you? There we
go. To all your listeners as well.
There you are. That's better.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Now, let's get busy. Let's get to it. You are chairman of DOCRA.
Yes.
All right. What is DOCRA? Who is DOCRA?
A mouthful. The Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association, which has been established for many years here on the Dolphin Coast, and currently is a well-established organization with some 6,000 members, some 40 volunteers, working on 12 different subcommittees, trying to keep the lifestyle great and our municipality to account.
Do you know, that's amazing that that many people come on board, isn't it?
Is it just
Belito or not?
No, it's broader than that. It's Salt Rock. It goes right up to Tinley Manor.
Wow.
So that's the Dolphin Coast area. But it's taken quite a while, but we're very blessed with a lot of support. We always need more, and we can talk about that a bit later, but we've got good support.
All right. Now then, there is an electricity travesty. I'm not used to that where I live, but it's horrific in Belito. Holidaymakers are here. They're saying, we can't do this. They leave. I'm probably not going to come back. Is it as bad as that?
It probably is as bad as that. So yeah, I like to call it a travesty because, and you'll see in a minute when I go into a bit more detail why I think it is a travesty. Since about the 16th of December until, well, there's still some outages right now that the guys are trying to fix. So until today, we've had any number of outages for long periods of time, in some cases days, in the Belito, Greater Dolphin Coast area. And this is caused by maybe two reasons. The first one is inclement weather. So with global warming or not, higher winds, trees that are falling, lots of torrential rain. Two nights ago, the incredible lightning and thunderstorms that we had.
How was that storm, eh?
It was hectic.
Deary me.
And that impacts, obviously, on electricity. But then the other thing is the higher demand. Obviously, we're a tourism destination. We've grown a lot. We've got lots of estates. We've got a high-income group. People are buying air conditioners. They've got inverters and batteries. So the energy usage is very high, which is not a surprise. That one we know about. But because of these two incidents, the high demand and the bad weather, we have a lot of outages. And the outages, once they happen, get worse. Because the one knocks out the other, the ring fees are not working. And suddenly we're exposing the lack of maintenance that our municipality has not looked after over a number of years. And we've raised this on a number of occasions. So where the NERSA indicates that 6% of revenue should be spent on maintenance, in our municipality they're spending probably 3.7%, which is inadequate. And the minute you have this kind of disaster, it's got a knock-on effect. And it knocks out
other areas. Dion, is anybody listening to you?
Yes, they are, but not enough. So what we've done is, maintenance, let me call it maintenance, and then vacancies. You know, in the electricity department, they're sitting with 40% of vacancy count, which we've highlighted on how many occasions. Their procurement processes are inadequate, and they're not collecting the monies that they, or spending the monies that they should. So those are some of our concerns. But I think, Dave, to me, the biggest travesty is the lack of communication. You know, we can have a crisis, things happen.
Take a sip of water there. There we go. Lovely.
Thank you. We can have a crisis, things happen. But if you're not going to tell us what you're doing about it.
Sure.
Or if you're not going to own up. Now, we have a new mayor, and we've written to the new mayor on the 16th of December. He came back. He said he's going to do some research and report back to us. On the 18th of December, we haven't heard from him since. So either Mayor Ngidi, and I'm going to mention their names.
No, you must
do. I'm feeling that important.
100%.
So our new Mayor Ngidi has not come back and taken the stage and or even come to your radio station and come and speak to the community and say to them, guys, this is what's happening. This is what we're going to do about it. I apologize, but this is the plan, and this is how we're going to go forward.
These are the problems. We are going to fix them.
And
that's all he has to say.
Give anybody some sense of comfort and some sense that there is true leadership happening. So if he's not available, what about our new deputy mayor Njabula? He could have done that. And if he's not available, what about our speaker, who was a mayor before, Dolly Govender? She's comfortable to take the stage. No news from her. And if that's not going to happen, what about our municipal manager, Mdakane? Nhlanhla has been around forever. He could come on and come and talk. And if it's not for him, what about Sibusiso Jali, which is the executive director of electricity? Maybe he could come and explain to us. And last but not least, what about the communications department of Kwadukuza? Why could they not just pick up a phone or write a letter or come and talk to you guys and say, guys, this is what's happening?
I just believe they don't have the answer, Dion. Let's be honest about this. That's why there's no communication between them and you. They don't have an answer.
You're probably totally right. So having said that, I want to give a big shout out to the people on the ground. The technicians that work in the rain, that work through the, they don't get thanks. So both from KDM as well as all the private sector companies that get contracted to come and help, a big shout out to them. And also a shout out to our director of electricity, Duma, and especially to our councillor, Pravi McCann, who communicates with us, and she gets in touch with Duma, and Privy then sends that information. That's all the information we get, nothing more.
All right, residents of Ballito and surrounding areas, how can they get involved? It's all right moaning about it on every day, but can they do something about it?
They can, absolutely. They can join DACRA.
Tell us how.
Number one, join an initiative that is well established, because the more members we have, the more power we have and the more access we have to resources. So we're delighted that over the last few days, there's quite a number of electrical engineers retired that have put their hands up and said, can we join your electrical committee? Can we come and assist? Can we come and give some guidance? So not only do we want membership, we want resources and specialist resources. We've got a very strong finance committee, so we understand what's happening there. We've got a good outreach, communications, membership, infrastructure, and we could bolster our electrical committee.
All right. Do we go to you via the website, or is there a contact number? What do you suggest?
You go to www.docra, Residents and Ratepayers Associations.co.za, and from there, it's easy peasy.
Cool.
You click on the online system and sign up. But more importantly, send us an email. Tell us who you are.
Sure.
Tell us what you can do. Tell us where you can assist. I also want to give a big shout out to my electricity committee that's been working right throughout the weekend. And then I want to share with you what we are currently doing, what are different approaches to try and resolve this. So the first one is, we're writing to COCTA and to Reverend the MEC Butlezi, who's responsible for municipal services. And he's at provincial level, and he's already indicated these concerns.
Okay.
And we're looking forward to meet with him.
All right.
The next one is, we're approaching KDM again and are going to keep on pushing and consulting with them to see what kind of feedback we're to get. Then we are meeting with a specialist legal company that specializes in municipal law to get some advice and guidance from them on which way to go. But the most important one is, we are doing the final touches of lodging a dispute with NERSA, the National Energy Regulator.
Yep.
And that is where our municipality buys the electricity from under certain conditions, rules and regulations. They're not complying with that.
All right.
That we are reporting them and we're lodging a dispute, and they have the power to actually demand action.
All right. Dion, thank you. Let's see what happens. Obviously, if there's any breaking news from your side, you're more than welcome to give us a call.
Absolutely.
Here at 88 FM, and we'll tell the whole wide world. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and thanks to your listeners, and thanks for your support.
Thank you, Dion.